He's a young player, like we've got a lot of the squad. He's played the full season of the Championship last year. I knew him for his time at Celtic. He's really aggressive in his movement, sort of 1v1, he's excellent, and he's got a good use of the ball. So I think in a variety of ways, he'll add good competition for that area.
Is it unusual to get a player at 23 who's played in the top flight in Scotland, played a full season of Championship, and isn't inexperienced when he comes in, for want of a better word?
I think he's got, like you say, he's got good experience. The fact that we managed to get him for nothing as well is obviously a big bonus. So, I was really pleased with the signing. It was somebody that I was looking at when I was at Norwich as well, in terms of potentially coming and doing as a job. So I'm pleased that I've got him.
Off the pitch, on the recruitment side of things, head of recruitment appointed in Joe Savage. Is this about targeting the players that you want and getting help on that front?
Yeah, it's about making sure that we cover as many bases as we can to see all the best players that we can see. Joe's worked with me at Norwich for a couple of years. I had him at Hamilton as well, and we managed to build good sides there. So it's just a case of making sure that we try and get the best players that we can afford.
Does that sort of adding infrastructure, adding Joe into the mix, allow you to cast the net wider, to look at perhaps more players, more leagues, more clubs?
Yeah, of course. And Joe will have obviously people under him who will be watching more games. So the more games we can cast our eye on, what we want to do is try and build a database with all the players that we've scouted and have sort of top targets, so we're not just scrambling about in windows signing people who's been recommended to us.
In terms of what you've already got here, I know you were giving them a lot of time to impress you and work together with them. Just how impressed have you been with them, and how ready are they for this kickoff this weekend?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I was surprised, but certainly the quality of the player is of a great standard. I mean, I think their work ethic's been excellent. How they've attacked each session and the games that we've played up until this point has been great. So I can't be any more pleased with them. I mean, they've really done exceptionally well.
A couple of new contracts have been handed out recently as well. Is that a real mark of how much they've impressed you, a couple of these lads?
Well, I think it's a mark which, when you've got young lads who have got scope to improve, and we see the development that they've made over a short period of time since they've been here, then we want to continue that journey with them. Do you know what I mean? We've got a good young team. I don't think there's any need for us to wrap anything up and start again. Do you know what I mean? I think we're in a good place. It's just a case of tweaking things now and trying to add bits and pieces that we think can help us.
Does somebody like Ben Davies sum up this clean slate and everybody starting from the same place and being able to impress you, the fact that he's got himself a new contract and found himself in your plans, having, under a previous manager last season, been out on loan and maybe heading out the door?
Yeah, but I think that's maybe different if you're an older player. I mean, what you've got to bear in mind is Ben's a young lad. He had his real first season last season for Fleetwood, in terms of playing consecutively week in and week out. Did really, really well for them there. They're desperate to get him back. So if you drop the league below us and do exceptionally well and are arguably one of the best centre-backs in the league, then that's the type of players that are in our sort of market, if you like. So he's one of our own, and we want to make sure that we tie him down and continue his development.
You talked a couple of times about experience and perhaps needing players back from injury who are experienced and possibly needing to bring some experience in. Is that still the case?
Yeah, I think the difficulty you've always got with experience is it comes at a price. Do you know what I mean? Because particularly quality experience. I mean, you can sign older players who have been around the leagues and stuff, but we don't want to sign any just sort of journeyman players. We want guys who are going to come in, and if they're going to come in, they need to be able to improve us. And that's difficult because, well, as we know, it's the market at the moment really is sort of overinflated in terms of prices. So it's trying to find the right ones at the right price that can help us.